Now, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's what do you call it, Kramer?
The billiard room.
No.
The name.
The billiard? Not the billiards. It was...
Come on, Rudy. Come on.
We call it the place to be.
Place to be, yes.
It's the place to be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can...
Time to play the game!
Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so...
That's what she said!
Why do I want this?
Yeah.
Because I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is now time for the Place to Be podcast. And now your hosts, Justin Rosero and Scott Criscolo.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another great episode of the Place to Be podcast. I am co-host Justin Rosero, and I feel like it's been forever and too long that we've done this. And of course, with me, as always, the man who never shoots to thrill. He rather shoots to fill out his Social Security form, and that is my PIC, Scott Criscolo. Scott, how you doing?
I liked it better when you practiced earlier. JR, welcome. Always a pleasure, sir. Welcome back, everyone. Hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving weekend. Yes, Art, I'm sure you did too. You and I had a pretty good weekend as I visited the Cranston Chateau for some fun and games. And, of course, the highlight of the weekend, besides our wonderful weekend with the crew on Saturday night, but on Friday night, maybe if you were there, you'd have bought the pitchers, because God knows they weren't cheap. We had, finally, the Savage Crush Summit, as yours truly, your humble correspondent, and my friendly mortal enemy, Rob Houston, finally met face to face.
And by the end of the night, you both looked like this.
Huh? Oh my God! He's gonna puke.
Well, not exactly. There were some others that looked a little greener, but it was a fun conversation. I tell you, no, I've never had more serious, in-depth wrestling conversations and debates in a bar than we had Friday night.
And it was exciting. I think my favorite was when Rob stumbled up to me, and our friend Andrew was nearby, who does not partake of the alcoholic beverages, and he was kind of hanging out with us. And Rob stumbles up to me, and he's like, "Oh, Andy's hammered." I'm like, "Andy doesn't drink. I think you're hammered."
It was awesome. Oh God! But anyway, folks, I said I was going to mention it, but I have to. I think the highlight conversation. Well, Vince, you would have found this funny. When you're in a bar and, you know, with a bunch of guys and there were girls there too, but, you know, you're talking football or, you know, hockey or something, particularly New England.
And you're
looking at that girl across
the room with the guy and you're like, man, I wish I could be with her, but you just know it's not meant to be at that time.
And eventually, when you become tag team champions, although if it wasn't for us, the place would have been empty. So there wasn't anybody to look across the bar at.
I've been watching you for as long as I can remember.
Oh, that's the other story. Oh, wait, we got the DJ to play this for you as a dedication. That was right.
Yes.
I almost forgot about
that's
that.
That's right. Yes, and everybody, all of the members of PTB Nation that were there got a great kick out of that.
Yeah,
it was tremendous.
Pretty funny.
The guy's probably like, what the hell are these guys playing this for?
I went up to the DJ. I'm like, do you have Hey Lover by L Cool J? And he's like, looked at me. I'm like, it's an inside joke.
But anyway, the highlight conversation of the evening was not about the Legion of Doom, because I would have won it. But the debate of the evening, if you would, like I said, when you're at a bar, you're walking by a bunch of guys, you're talking about, you know, football or hockey, again, particularly if you're in New England. But no, we walked by and we had a conversation about who invented skinning the cat. Of course, for those that don't know, but you obviously know, skinning the cat is when you're hanging on the top rope outside and you chin up yourself over the top. Of course, it was invented by the great Ricky Steamboat, but perfected by, of course, the great Shawn Michaels. And we had this loud debate about skinning the cat.
Yeah, you said it a lot more emphatically than that. You're like, Ricky Steamboat created Skin in the Cat. Shawn Michaels perfected it. And I happened to walk by right as you were like yelling in Rob's face about it. And it was really funny. Like, you never hear that in any other bar anywhere.
No, it's tremendous. And he's like, yes, I agree with you. That is exactly right. It was just so awesome. It was like we were having like some type of a round table in the middle of a it was a great weekend. It was really, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I hope everybody else had as much fun as we did. Would have been nice. We wish we could see some of the rest of PTB Nation. We might have to have some kind of weird, might have to have a big summit, be like the United Nations of PTB. But anyway, we are back. We're back to normal. It is the final month of 2011. We are, 26 days away from Christmas. And we, of course, will have a full month.
What do you want, to come more? Starcade or Christmas?
Starcade! But, No one doubts El Dandy Hitman. Anyway, it is episode 85 of the Place to Be podcast.
Chad Ocho Villanova Cinco.
That's right. It is episode Ocho Cinco of the Place Ocho to Be Stinko. Podcast. Ocho Cinco. Yeah, wow.
As
obviously.
I proclaimed correctly at the beginning of the NFL season, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, him and David Garrard. Obviously not doing anything for that team right now. The Pats are still winning, but he's doing squat. Anyways, of course, it is Wednesday or Thursday morning, and it is, of course, our headline show, our cornucopia of fun and games. Let's give you the rundown. We, of course, will start, and let me tell you something. I am. I already said this to my PIC before we went on the air. I am fired up today because there are a lot of things that piss me off this week. So there's going to be multiple rants, and none of them involve the Lakers. But we will talk NBA a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But I got a lot to talk about because a lot of things that made me mad, a lot of things that didn't make me mad, but I got some good debate, and we're going to jump right into it shortly with our recap of Monday's Raw from I've been waiting to say this. Well, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to say it because it may start a whole maybe Jason Greenhouse. But, of course, Raw Monday night was in Cox country. They were at the University of South Carolina, of course, home of the Gamecocks. So maybe we could do a picture. You know, Jason Greenhouse could do a picture of Vince with the, you know.
Or you. I mean, you're the one who seems very excited to say Cox country. I don't know. You're pretty fired up.
Yeah, I knew it. I should have walked into it. Where's,
is that
where's
your Thunder in Paradise, Cox Country? That's where you want to be?
God. Anyway, so. Oh, God. I think Jason Greenhouse needs to make a picture of you, Hogan, and Chris Lemon on one post.
I think
that's
we need you and Chris Lemon hanging out with Cox Country in the Thunderboat.
Anyway, we're going to do the Raw recap, and there's a lot to talk about. And then we'll do the recap of, which I didn't see, by the way. My DVR didn't catch it. The Tuesday Night Live Holiday SmackDown, hosted by Mick Foley.
Yes, I saw the, I caught the main event. I caught the last, like, half hour or so after the, I got home from the Providence game. So I could talk about that. We'll read the recap. I did read it and kind of catch myself up on it, but I will be able to talk to you about the main event, which is very good.
Yes, I heard it was. Yes, I read it as well. So we'll talk about that. I don't know. Is there a SmackDown Friday?
No, I don't think. I don't think.
Remember the
so.
Last time they did a live. Remember the last time they did a live Tuesday show? They did a SmackDown on Friday.
Yeah, there is. My DVR does say there is one. So.
Yeah, I thought so because the last time they did a live Tuesday show.
Cool. So I wonder where they're taping it though. Tonight.
Did they do it last night? I guess right. I don't know.
I haven't read Maybe any spoilers, so I don't think it was last night.
Yeah, weird.
You know what? I think last time they repeated it. I think it might be, it's probably a replay, I bet.
Oh, that's good, because I missed it. So that's good then.
Yeah, I'm
good.
Pretty sure
then
it's I'll a replay. Be able to watch
it. Good. So we'll recap that. We got an email from our account, placetobepodcast@gmail.com. And we have an interesting, somebody had an interesting comment, and we'll talk about that. We'll do our usual updates on the network. We will, of course, have our news and notes. We have a lot of them tonight, too. Mm-hmm. Brought to you, of course, by our good friends at WrestleChat.net. We will have, of course, the best interactive segment in all of podcast radio, and that is, of course, the PTB Nation Asshole of the Week. And then we'll get into sports. We'll get a little bit. Now, just JR and I were kind of bantering this around earlier. Of course, for those that pay attention to sports, another college sexual abuse case came up, this time at Syracuse. We're going to mention it very briefly. I think we need to, but we're not going to get into a long diatribe like we did with Penn State. This one's a little more condensed, still very cloudy, but not as widespread as the Jerry Sandusky one was. This involves, of course, former Syracuse assistant Bernie Fine, who was with Jim Boeheim for 36 years. But we'll mention that briefly later. We will talk some baseball, and of course, there's a new Haas in Beantown. And we'll talk, of course, the happiest thing in sports, and that is, of course, the end of the NBA lockout finally. which of course you and I know because Saturday we watched, what, 15 hours of the ending press conference in that weird room with the white walls and all the chairs.
We're going to get those sweaters for NBA
TV.
For the 100th podcast episode, we're going to wear the sweaters that they had on.
Yes. Yes, the David Stern sweater and the Billy Hunter sweater. And, of course, your Week 13 NFL picks. So we got a full show. We got a lot to go over. So let me catch my breath here because I got a lot to talk about, and I'm fired up tonight. So
all right, well,
let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's return to Cox Country. It's kind of like your thunder from down under.
I had to do something. Yes, I had to do something. We had to add something to the list.
Okay.
So anyway.
All right. Well, you know, right. As we've kind of eschewed the recap format, let's just get into it and talk about the good points. And that, of course, kicked off with Piper's Pit. He had John Cena on, kicked off the show. They had hyped it heavily throughout the day. And I know you were a big fan of this, and I was as well. I really liked the way they seemed a little lost early, but once Piper got in his groove, things really settled down, and I love the seeds they're planting for this eventual Cena heel turn that has to be coming now, that they're pretty much admitting everything. I liked how Piper kept tweaking them and saying, you know, come on, you'd embrace it, tell the fans where to go, tell them what to do, you know, it has to be bothering you, give in, and Cena just said, no, I'm not going to give in. Piper smacked him, Cena marched off, and that's how we ended things, but you could tell they're planting the seeds a little bit for Cena to finally snap, I think.
Well, let me tell you something. First, let me get into the good points about the promo and then the bad points. Now, mind you,
I'm not sure if Scott's still with us. Sounds like we lost him. Scott, you there? Your audio totally died out. I'll just continue.